My name is Raymond Franken at Investment Officer Luxembourg. Professor Daniel Kahneman is the winner of the 2002 Nobel Prize for Economics. As a psychologist, he demonstrated how bias is a factor in the decisions that we make. Kahneman identified it as a factor that often leads to flawed decisions. His findings also apply to investment decisions. Professor Kahneman, 88 years old, was invited this year to address the Amundi World Investment Forum in Paris. For Investment Officer, I had the opportunity to ask him a few questions. I began by asking him for his perspective on the geopolitical changes that we are going through.
Well, you know, I think the world has become so much worse in the last 6-7 years. You know, things that we would consider impossible have happened. You know, everybody can think of the same three, you know, President Trump, Brexit, and Ukraine. All of these things appeared extraordinarily unlikely before, and now that they have happened, the world has really changed, I think. It's a huge disappointment.
Would the world have been better off if everybody had read your books on...
No. I think that my books would not change the world at all. But, you know, if decision makers... I mean, there is a lot of room for improvement, you know, in decision making, both public and private. So if people made better decisions, the world would be a better place. Some decisions, like the war in Ukraine, are so obviously mistakes that... yes, you wonder, and they raise the issue. I mean, of the quality of decision making, and of the quality of the institutions that support decision making, and especially, I think, when one gets worried about dictatorships, especially prolonged dictatorships, that get to the point where people do not get good information anymore, and therefore they do not make good decisions anymore. So that's, there's a lot to worry about, I think.
Yes. When you talk about specific individuals and the lack of leadership, maybe, would you agree that that's not the case with President Zelensky of Ukraine? Is he indeed...
No. I mean, he is, you know, he is a very good leader for the current circumstances. I mean, you know, he wasn't, I think, a very effective president until the war. He's just behaved very bravely, and he communicates very well, and he's not embarrassed to tell the world what he needs. And so, you know, he's a symbolic leader. I mean, I don't know how effective he is in actually conducting the war, and whether his tactical decisions are good, that I couldn't say. But this really shows, I think, that example shows you that under some conditions, the ability to communicate and some personal characteristics of courage are hugely important. But, you know, they're not normally. This was almost physical courage, what he displayed. He was in danger, and he's... You know, he rose to the occasion.
Inflation, no surprise, was another topic that was widely discussed at the conference in Paris. Kahneman said the dynamics around the rising cost of living lend themselves for exploitation by politicians.
What we do know is that people who have lived through inflation or through recessions in their formative years, that marks them forever, in the same way that people's taste in music apparently is determined in their young years and doesn't change. But so there is a kind of fear that I think is, you know, people who've lived through that have. Olivier was pointing out that in the polls, the young people are very worried as well, and that's, I learned something.
Yes. Do you see potential for major change, like some other speakers have flagged over here, in terms of political choices, that people don't understand inflation properly enough, that their emotional reactions to inflation is...
I think what we have seen, you know, in the world in recent years, and I'm not talking as an observer, not as a, you know, this is not my expertise, but the rise of populism is clearly a factor, and it's unexpected in, you know, what that has been happening. And in some ways, it reminds one of what happened in Italy and in Germany in the 20s and early 30s. I mean, the dynamic lends itself to exploitation by unscrupulous politicians. So, yes, I think there is a lot of reason to worry.
There was a risk in the... Yeah. Tell me about your new book. I saw it outside, Noise.
Yes.
I haven't read it myself, yeah. I must be honest. What should I know about it?
Well, I'm, you know, most of my career I've talked about biases. And noise is a different kind of error. But it's an extremely important kind of error. So... and we think of noise in measurement, in judgment, as measurement noise. So judgment is really like measurement, except the instrument is the human mind, but basically it's the same. And in the theory of measurement, when you're measuring, say, a long line with a very, very fine ruler, and you do it repeatedly, you're not going to get the same result every time. You're going to get variability. That variability is noise. Bias is the average error. It's whether you exaggerate or underestimate the length. Noise is simply the variability. And it's obvious that even if you have zero bias, noise is a source of inaccuracy because you're not hitting the bullseye, but you are all over the place. And it turns out when you do the mathematics that noise and bias are mathematically equivalent in their importance. And people are not aware of the amount of noise. Now, I'll tell you the quick story, which without it you can't really understand what it is that we did. I was consulting 8 years ago with an insurance company, and I had them construct cases that they gave to several dozen underwriters to put a premium. And now I asked the executives of the company, and I could ask you the same question. If you take two underwriters at random in a well-run company, by how much do you expect them to differ in percentages? And most people think about 10%. That's what the executives in the company did. The true answer was 50%. So there is five times as much disagreement as people expect. And that's what the book is about.
That's the book.
Yeah.
What should investors, people in financial markets, learn from this?
I mean, the noise is clearly, you know, randomness in decision making clearly affects individuals and it causes them to lose money. Noise, as we describe it, is interesting actually in institutions, in firms that have many analysts. And analysts, it turns out, are highly variable in their estimates. And the variability of analysts is bound to create suboptimal performance. So that's of some interest.
So in other words, don't trust the analysts?
Well, I mean, you know, this is not... I think that, well, a friend and a colleague, Michel Maubussin, quite well known in investment circles, he ran what we call a noise audit in a firm where analysts evaluate stocks and evaluate firms, not stocks. And he found 40% was the average difference between two randomly chosen analysts. So that is a problem for the firm. So noise, what we were doing in the book is to call attention to the fact that noise is actually a big problem for organizations.
Yes. So interesting observations, but treated with a degree of caution. Yeah. Professor Kahneman, thank you very much for the show.